behind us, it's with us. Sometimes you need a good bit of stress, sometimes you need a bad bit of stress. Sometimes it's all there. It's the 21st century. We need to talk about quality of life now. We need to talk about the wonderful world of PharmaNord nutritional supplements. And we need our guru and guide to aforementioned word. That would be the fabulous Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, given the topic we're actually saying, breathe. I always find that breathing and taking time to just have a moment, calm and step aside from the whole thing. A bit of advice I've always said, and I'll just share with you, Dennis, because I share it with my students. When you get lots and lots of emails coming through, etc., one of the key things you need to do is don't react immediately. Step away from the keyboard. Even if you kind of are furious by a message that's come through, don't react immediately. It would be a much better world in cyberspace if we just took a moment to relax as opposed to instantly responding.
Wow. I actually went years ago to the School of Economic Science. I don't know whether you've heard of that. And it's a school that discusses philosophy. There's no exams. You just go every week for a couple of hours and discuss. And I learnt, I went every Wednesday for 12 years, put the energy where it's needed. Do what is necessary. Where the scalpel touched the flesh, or the cleaning pad touched the dirt, or the pen touches the paper, that's where you put your energy. Focus your attention. Anyway, we're talking about PharmaNord, the Danish company, who by Danish law have to make, like all Danish health food product manufacturers, they have to make health foods in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards. So 25 years ago, when I came across this company's products, they have about 40 products, all based on herbs, vitamins, minerals, very well researched. And as I say, their products are made to pharmaceutical standards. They have products concerning the mineral selenium, the mineral magnesium, calcium, zinc. They have products from bark of trees like their biopignogenol. They have their world-famous giving energy product, the bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. And I've been selling these for 25 years in my pharmacy here in Manchester. But today, well, today is Friday, May the 4th, and in the Daily Mail today, on page 5 by the science correspondent Colin Fernandez, there's a headline, "Stress Really Does Make You Go Grey." And it goes on to say, whether it's a demanding job, a taxing relationship, or a hectic family life, there are many things we can blame for making us go grey. And as far from being a baseless moan, scientists have found that stress does actually lead to hair turning silver. It has been argued that going grey early is an inevitable genetic process that runs in families. But researchers found that when the body becomes stressed, when serious illness or some other shock strikes, this has a dual effect. As well as our immune system mounting a defensive response to the stress, it also triggers changes in the cells, in the hair follicles. These are the cells they're talking about, it goes on to say, which produce color. So this in turn, when these are damaged by the stress, makes our hair turn silvery or grey. The researchers at the University of Alabama at Birmingham in the USA, not the Birmingham, England, they found the surprising link between genes that control hair colour and those that tell our bodies it's time to fight an infection. So as well as turning off hair colour, they can also turn off colour in the skin, leading to the problem, which some of you may have heard of, and I've seen a lot of people with this, the one called vitiligo, which causes discoloured skin patches. The pop star Michael Jackson had that condition. So this research, which was carried out using mice and published in the journal called PLOS, P-L-O-S, Biology, it reports that when the body is under attack, our cells produce chemical signals called interferons. These interferons make our cells' machinery undergo changes that thwart viruses and generally boost defenses. But an unexpected side effect of the defense system is that it turns off cells producing hair color. William Paven, the study co-author and researcher at the National Institute in Health, he said, "This new discovery suggests genes that control pigment in hair and pigment in skin. These genes also work to control the innate immune system. These results may enhance our understanding of hair graying. More importantly, discovering this connection will help us understand pigmentation diseases with innate immune system involvement like vitiligo. However, claims that hair can turn white or grey overnight are not supported by science. Marie Antoinette's hair is said to have changed colour overnight, appearing white on the day of her execution. But historians point out the doomed French queen had probably just appeared without her wig for the first time. While scientists can explain how hair colour is affected gradually by factors such as stress, they say overnight changes are virtually impossible. This is because hair is biologically dead, so therefore cannot react immediately to changes in the body. So, Alex, this opens up a whole idea in my mind of how some of the Pharmanord products, not necessarily just stopping your hair turning grey, but how stress in general, through a lack of certain substances which we need and we haven't got enough of, and which could be addressed by Pharmanord products. So using that idea of the stress of missing minerals, for example, the stress of having missing minerals can lead to different illnesses. So, for example, the world's rarest mineral is called selenium. I've mentioned this many times on our little programs. This mineral, selenium, people listening to this program in Great Britain may not know, people hearing this for the first time may not know that where they live in Great Britain, we have the lowest levels of selenium in the British soil, in the world. We only get 31 micrograms a day. If you live in Venezuela, the soil gives the food that we eat when the celery, cabbage, cauliflower grows in the soil in Venezuela, or the soil in Japan, in Japan, they get 400 micrograms a day of selenium. So when a cow eats the grass has got selenium. And then if a person isn't vegetarian, if they eat meat, then the meat of the cow will give them the selenium. If you're vegetarian, then all the vegetables growing in the soil in Japan that you're eating will give you selenium, putting up to 400 micrograms a day. But in Great Britain, there is so little selenium, we only get 31 micrograms a day from the food growing in our soil. And you need selenium because it's in 25 pathways. Selenium P protects your liver, if you could make it, if you've got enough selenium. And selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium S protects your skin. And selenium M protects your muscle. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, if you can make that from selenium, but it's very hard to make it in England because we've got very little selenium. So if you can make thioredoxin reductase selenium, that will protect your heart, because that is the enzyme which you need to make from selenium to protect your heart. And any lady listening who's on thyroxine tablets, there's up to 250,000 ladies in Great Britain with underactive thyroids, and they're often given a little white tablet called thyroxine. And underactive thyroids can manifest as depression, overweight and tiredness. And often a lady will prescribe this little tablet because from a blood test she's been told she's got underactive thyroid. And after 3 months the doctor may say at a checkup, how are you doing? And she may say, I'm still depressed, I'm still tired, and I'm still overweight. And the doctor would say, well, we'll increase the dose of thyroxine because it doesn't seem to be enough yet. But actually, we now know that to convert that little white tablet, which the hospitals call T4, into the active form, which is T3, you need an enzyme to do the conversion. And it's got a long name. And in this long name, you'll hear two substances mentioned. You'll hear selenium mentioned and iodine mentioned, because both of those are needed to make the thyroid gland work properly. In this enzyme, and I'll say the long name now, it starts off with selenium. The second part of the word is iodine. The third part is alluding to the thyroid gland, so you'll hear thyroxine mentioned. And here's the word, selenoiodothyronine-dehydrogenase. Selenoiodothyronine-dehydrogenase is the enzyme you need to make to convert your own thyroxine, if you're making enough, or your tablet of thyroxine, if you're getting it on prescription from your local pharmacy. But you need selenoiodothyronine-dehydrogenase to be made from selenium to convert the white tablet thyroxine called T4 into the active form T3. So in a way you could say there's a stress there. Even if you're on the tablet from the doctor, the stress is not being able to do the conversion from the T4 to the T3. And similarly, when I was in Switzerland 29 years ago at a world conference, 200 people from about 90 countries, we heard the World Authority on the mineral magnesium. Now, many people are low in magnesium, and magnesium is in more pathways than any other mineral. The World Authority explained to us, and you can Google this, and you can ask Siri, how many pathways in the human body is magnesium in? How many different pathways? And the answer is over 325 different pathways. So it's very important because we're all low in magnesium. Actually, when you eat white bread, white flour, or white flour made into pizza and pasta, and we use so much white flour that when the flour is made white, it often takes out goodness like the fiber, and it also removes up to 70% of magnesium. So PharmaNord, this Danish company making products to pharmaceutical standards, besides making their BioSeleno Precise, which is their tablet of selenium, or they make one called BioSeleno with zinc. Now, in that one, they give you other things. They give you selenium and zinc, because zinc is important in 200 pathways in your body. And many people are low in zinc. It helps, amongst other things, for your immune system. And it also helps the growth factor. I remember years ago giving a young man some zinc, and he was small, of a small stature, and yet all his family was tall, and I was asked, is there anything you could think which may help to improve his growth? And I put him on a zinc tablet, and yes, he's now married with children, and he's 5'11". We did see the result that it did seem to help him growing. He got a spurt. So, yes, this word stress, I'm alluding it to the fact that things that are missing in our diet can bring about stress. Other things in the PharmaNord range, their flagship product, world-famous product, Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. Q10 is made in our liver. It's the substance that combines the food that we eat with the oxygen we breathe. That's why you breathe, to stay alive. That's why you eat, to stay alive. Well, what happens with the oxygen that you breathe in and the food that you eat? When they end up in the cells, which they do, the substance called Q10 joins them together to make the energy molecule. Now, I know you've all heard the molecule called H2O, which is water. And you all know O2 isn't just a telephone company. It's also the molecule you learn at school when you start to do chemistry. It's O2 is oxygen. So when you eat food and when you breathe in oxygen, the Q10 joins them together to make this molecule, ATP, adenosine triple phosphate, and that's the energy molecule. And whenever you need energy to scratch your bottom, pick your nose, to blink, to your heart to beat, your lungs to work, to walk, for your nails to grow, for your kidneys to filter, for your liver to detoxify, for your pancreas to make insulin, everything you're doing in your body, and you're not even thinking about it because your body's just doing it, but it's doing it from energy, and it needs to make this energy molecule called ATP. I'll tell you what it stands for, ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And when you need energy for all the things I've just mentioned and a million more things, you have to break adenosine triple phosphate. Think of it as my name, Dennis. Dennis the chemist. Adenosine. It's not been named after me, I promise you. Adenosine triple phosphate. When you break the triple phosphate, one of the phosphates break off and you're left with adenosine double phosphate. And that explosion of the phosphate breaking off this molecule in your cells, you're made of 100 trillion cells, and it's taking place in little engines called mitochondria. They look like little sausages under the microscope. And in the most active parts of your body, your liver, your lung, your kidneys, your heart, every cell in those organs has 5,000 little sausage-shaped bodies that you can look at under the microscope. And when the food arrives and the oxygen arrives, the ATP joins them together to release this ATP, which when it breaks into the triple goes to the double, and the phosphate breaks off, that's your energy. But it all revolves the production of how much energy, how much ATP molecule you've got. It all revolves about the level of the Q10, because it's the Q10 which is joining the food with the oxygen to make the ATP molecule. Now, when you pass 20, you start to make less Q10 in your liver, which is the main organ where you make the Q10 substance. When you get to 40, then your production has actually gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. If you're fit, you can still be in the Olympic Games, but I don't think you'll beat a 20-year-old. Now, when you get to 80, I'm coming up 78, so I'm not far off 80. So my levels are round about a one-year-old baby, and I should be old and doddery. The stress of being old and doddery. But I've been taking Farbenord's Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule for 20 years, over 20 years. And so if I do this, that's me touching or hammering my desk here. But if I do this, that's me thumping my six-pack. Now, how can you have a six-pack when you're 78? Your muscles deteriorate with age. But Q10 stops sarcopenia. The medical name the doctors thought up in 1986, because they realized that as people get older, the stress, I'll use the word stress, of being older and making less Q10, the stress of that leads to muscle loss. And as you hit 55 to 55, 55 to 65, and then 65 to 75, each decade you will lose up to 10% of your muscle. When you get to my group, 75 to 85, you're losing up to 30% of your muscle. But as you heard from that demonstration, there's no muscle loss. And all my muscles are amazingly like a young man of somebody in his 20s or 30s, because I've been taking the Farmenord Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. I've actually been taking three a day, one with breakfast, one with lunch, one with the evening meal. And it stops this word, sarcopenia, muscle loss. Also, there was a trial orchestrated in Denmark 6 years ago. It took place in 8 different countries. They actually gave people with heart failure, so these people were now in heart failure. Some of them had got it from having a heart attack, and other people had just for other reasons got heart failure, and they gave them the same dose, 3 a day. Half the people got the real ones, half the people got the placebo, the dummy ones. They wanted to see, would it make any difference to the health of people in heart failure? I must add, the only medicine in my pharmacy, out of the 1,000 different medicines that every pharmacy has, the only one that may need adjusting is if you're on warfarin, that one particular medicine. Sometimes the Q10 substance, it looks a little bit like vitamin K. It isn't vitamin K, but vitamin K is the antidote to warfarin. So if you take Q10 and you're on warfarin, you have to be monitored with your nurse or doctor or the health practice, or when you go for your checkup with your warfarin, to get your INR, this international normalized ratio for the blood clotting. You have to get that monitored. And if you wanted to try Q10, you would take it 1 week before your next INR evaluation for your warfarin number, and they would tell you whether it was altering it slightly in you, and they would just adjust the amount of warfarin to take. But that's the only medicine in 25 years that I've come across where there could possibly be that interaction where you need to alter the dose of the medicine warfarin. But all the other tablets, I've never, ever seen any interaction with anything. So we sell Q10 to the stress of angina, high blood pressure, as I've said, heart failure. When the people on the real Q10 within this group of people with heart failure, taking three a day, 100 milligrams of bioquinone Q10 gold with the breakfast, one with lunch, one with evening meal, the death rate from dying from the heart failure dropped 43% within 2 years, which is an amazing observation. And when I was in Sweden, five cardiologists were actually telling us that they followed another 400 people, and all, they were just following. These were elderly people, aged 70 to 88. They wanted to see, could it reduce, because it's so good, the selenium and the Q10 is so good for the heart, could it reduce your chance of having a heart attack? And they followed these elderly people for 5 years. 5 years. And they were already 70 to 88, which is my age group. And half of them got two Q10 a day, bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram, one with breakfast, one with evening meal, and one tablet of Soleno Precise, the Bio Soleno Precise. This tablet made from selenium that Pharmanord make, and it cost about 10 pence a day. So one of those and two of the Q10, and the people were followed for 5 years. And guess what? In these elderly people, aged 70 to 88, the one thing they were looking at was dying of a heart attack. And it dropped the number of people dying from a heart attack, dropped by an unbelievable 54%. It dropped by half. It stopped that numerical number, 54% less people dying from a heart attack when they were on the Pharmanord capsule, bioquinone, Q10 gold, 100 milligram, and one tablet of Bio Soleno Precise. And they looked at a marker in the blood that hospitals look for in the blood of elderly people to see to what degree their aging heart is suffering either from illness or just old age. And this marker's got a funny name. It's called NT-proBNP. That's what they're looking for. And it normally rockets in that age group when you're over 70. It can rocket up to 20%. Because besides your muscles going weaker over the years, and besides your bowels maybe not working as well because the muscles aren't as strong, or maybe the lung muscles aren't as strong, then you can't run as fast as you could when you were younger. So besides all those weakening, you can see that even the heart, as you get over 70, obviously, is an old heart. It's been beating millions of times, and now you're in your 70s. So this marker rockets in the blood. They can measure it, 20%.
And Dennis, that's the moment where we have to hold it.
And in the group taking the real ones, it never went up at all. It stopped that stress.